Yeah, Spence, I'm so stoked to be back in the studio once again on our Ventura Forward podcast. We're always searching for those tasty waves, hot tunes, fun in the sun, righteous food, and all the news across the 805. On this show, we're breaking down those segments with our unique journalistic point of view as we've been going throughout the 805, discovering the most we can to bring back the goods for our followers as we're rolling into the middle of March 2024. Spence, how you feeling?
Feeling good. We got St. Patrick's Day coming up here. Got a nice parade on Saturday. Good for business, good for fun. Things are looking up.
And we have been invited on a float, my good man. Did you know the McGrath family has reached out to Ventura Ford and said, you can come on the float. So we have been invited. If you want to go with me, I'll pick you up bright and early Saturday morning. What do you think?
I will see if I can bust away from this fine institution. I'm usually here on Saturday, but maybe I'll get a hall pass.
Oh, I would love for you to haul pass it up and float down and go down Main Street Moves, as this is the time when Main Street will be closed. And in this podcast episode, we have a great guest. Also, we have a topic of Main Street Moves open or closed. I invited the community out to a town hall discussion last night. Boy, was it a success. We had about 80 people there with a robust conversation about Main Street Moves. Keep it open. Close it permanently. What was discussion? And Spence, I'm dying to share the results with you.
All right. Well, let's get to that and the other topics on this morning.
We absolutely can. Before we go any farther, though, I want to thank our sponsors, as always. Number one, Goodwill, Ventura, and Santa Barbara Counties. Goodwill has stepped up to the plate big time. Or I can't say their name enough until I go live here on Instagram. But it's Goodwill, Goodwill, and Goodwill some more, Spence, because we got some events coming up. We've got some educational coming up about the workplace programs they have, job opportunity that Goodwill is creating. But more importantly, we're having a beach action day on April 13th. Put it on your calendars. It's a Saturday from 9 to 11. We're going to be out in Port Hueneme next to the Halico site in there to bring attention to this super funded EPA site. We're picking up trash, having awareness, having vendors out there. We're going to invite the county, all of the cities, and more importantly, our forward tiers to come out in full capacity to get beach awareness and beach action to clean up the Pacific Ocean.
Sounds like a plan. Love going out there. We'll be near Port Hueneme, see Stephen Gama, and pick up the trash. Make a party of it, too. Have some prizes. Make it unusual. A day of trash picking up at the beach.
Yep, and some of our prizes are being sponsored by Pacific Coast Coins. I have that 1 ounce of silver in my pocket all the time. Ask if you want to win that. What's the special question? When you see me in public, let me know. I'll give you a chance to win $30 in silver. We have Edenic Organic Smoothies in Midtown, stepping up their great production. A lot of our other great customers out there and sponsors, as always. If you're a Patreon, giving $5 a month, huge shout out to you. That's where we're going to be growing from the lowest number of the Patreon to the highest sponsor in Goodwill. They're all welcomed. And they were all there last night, Spence. And they've been there at the Ventura Music Hall and everywhere we go. Because when Ventura Ford's on the street, the beat is hot. It's growing more than ever. We saw that Sunday at Charnel's Fund. The word I'm looking for is health.
Fundraiser.
Thank you, Spence. Sure. The health fund at Aloha Steakhouse. The community was out in full force with 600 people. So the community of Ventura has never been brighter. It's never been more on the same page to move it forward, to get out of the national noise, to forget the state drama, and to focus on our community. And that's the conversation that we created last night. And our guest today, our guest in episode number 88 of Ventura Ford podcast, is a business owner in downtown Santa Barbara and midtown Ventura, right? Providing the community spirit, not only on the adult level, but also the children level, teaching martial arts in our community in the spotlight with a business across from Ventura High School. You've maybe seen the Ink House. You know where Pete's Breakfast House is, but do you know where Pu'u Muay Thai Academy is? You're going to know after this podcast, because the gentleman coming in today's studio has been giving back in all capacities, to the point this morning, Spence, we just sold $200 worth of Girl Scouts cookie because Felicia just texted me and said, give me that money. So the man, the myth, the legend, the guy who never let me down when it comes to public comment, the guy who's got my back when it comes to speaking the truth, and the dude that shows up at a meeting and I know that no one's going to mess with me because the muscle's behind us, along with the facts, my dude, the guy, Jonathan Pu'u, episode number 88. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Spencer, thank you so much for the wonderful introduction on that. Spencer, it's great to be here with you guys. Yeah, definitely. You know, so we found somebody for the Girl Scout cookies. Huh?
We found somebody
for the Girl Scout cookies. I'm stoked. Definitely, we'll have to connect after this.
I got the thin mints right here, whatever you want, the Samoas, the Caramel Delights, whatever they call. We got your back, John, because you have your time for your community.
Yes.
I want to bring you on this podcast because we know how it goes with Ventura Forward. Oh. You're sharing the stoke, right?
Yes.
You're here today to share the stoke. What's your passion and your mission, and then to share your agenda on how you're accomplishing your goals in our community. I'm pumped for your time here to share that story with us. So let's get after it. Give us a little bit about your stoke and your passion, my dude.
Absolutely. So, you know, I grew up here in Ventura, went to Pierpont. I was born in Santa Barbara, raised in Ventura. My family, we had Morningstar Surf and Sport back in the day. That's actually where Ventura Tattoo, which is next door to Pu'u Muay Thai in Ventura, was at back in the 90s. So it's funny to kind of be back in that same building, right? But grew up here, went to De Anza Middle School, went to Ventura High School, went to Alternative Path over to Pacific High School, which is like continuation school. Ended up finding martial arts, and it was something that profoundly changed my life. It was something that, like, in Ventura, it's like if you don't surf, if you don't skateboard, and you don't do, like, track and field, something like that, there wasn't a lot of activities. So for me, martial arts was that activity that I really needed. You know, I used to be one of the punk kids. I was on Main Street with a 2-foot mohawk and stuff like that. Like, I needed direction, man.
Not you and Spence both had the mohawks.
What were you listening to back then?
Man, so there's, like, Discharge, there's the Veruckers, the Partisans. Of course, like, some classics, Ramones, Sex Pistols, yeah, and stuff like that.
Black Flag at all?
Black Flag, of course. You know, I actually walked out when I was fighting. So I eventually got into, like, amateur and professional fighting. I walked out to My War by Black Flag a couple of times.
What about Jello?
Jello Biafra? You know, I like Jello, and I like the Dead Kennedys Jello Biafra days. Those were definitely – I had to go to a couple of DK shows.
He's plugging one of our favorite venues, the Ventura Music Hall, who has had both Black Flag and –
members of Jello.
Yeah, they had Jello Biafra, and they've had the Subhumans there as well.
So, Ventura Music Hall plug. Thank you, Jonathan. Keep on going.
Yes. So, we ended up, you know, got into martial arts, and it was one of those things that really gave back. We didn't have Muay Thai here in Ventura County. I ended up training at a martial arts training facility here locally. It's called West Coast Jiu-Jitsu. They're still around in Oxnard over behind Costco. Shout out to them. But then I ended up going to Thailand with them on a trip. I fought over there, and I'm like, man, I'm not actually training Muay Thai. Like, I learned that I haven't been training Muay Thai. I was like, whatever I'm doing, it's not it. Found a Thai instructor in North Hollywood, was driving down there 4 or 5 days a week, carpooling with one of my friends and training partners, Roy Corona over at Corona Muay Thai in Camarillo. He opened up, he moved up from LA during the pandemic. So, that's when I had to start saying that we're no longer the only Muay Thai Academy in Ventura County, because he opened up here, right? So ended up, you know, carpooling, ended up moving down there to North Hollywood to train with him full time, Dej Knockweed Srampai. And he's somebody that worked with the California State Athletic Commission. They're the ones that oversee professional combat sports in the state of California. There it's regulated, state code, all that stuff. So he's the one that got full rules Muay Thai fully regulated in it. So I ended up meeting a lot of people because he also had a fight promotion. We brought in famous people like this guy named Sanchai. He's like, if you look up like Muay Thai on Instagram, this guy's gonna pop up. Definitely check it out, Spence, because this guy is amazing.
And that's one thing that's great about these sports like Shohei Ohtani, and you find out within other sports like this, these are world renowned athletes. Oh, yes. You just don't know him because you're not in the game.
Yeah, exactly. And Sanchai is one of those ones. He's been fighting since he was 8. He's now well into his 40s.
Is there money in this?
In Thailand, yes, but now they're starting to become more money. As the sport's grown, when I started, I never thought I would have a business that's catered around this. You know, people would be like, Muay Thai. Like, Muay Thai, like the drink?
Yeah.
It's like, hey, that's funny. Like,
how many times a week?
Oh, exactly. Yeah, it's less and less now because people now know what Muay Thai is. Mm-hmm. You know, as I went through this whole process, like, man, I was selling my blood platelets to be able to afford training. Like, I literally sold my blood for this sport. I was all in. And I made all these connections by making this move down there, and I moved back up to Ventura, and people were like, you need to open a place, you need to open a place. And I was still focused on fighting and still fighting professionally and stuff too. And I just, you know, I was like, okay, I guess I'm going to start teaching somewhere. Started teaching at a local jiu-jitsu place, and then next thing you know, I was opening up my own place, and we ended up across the street from Ventura High School, and we've been there for almost 10 years now.
Okay, you don't look banged up. So what's the kill shot in your sport?
So the thing is, in Muay Thai, the whole body's a target, all right? So in Muay Thai, you have punches, kicks, knees, elbows, and stand-up grappling that we call clinching, and the target for that is the torso, right? The body, so the liver, solar plexus. No matter how tough you are, if you get hit in the liver and the solar plexus, you're going down, right? You can condition it, but if you're fatigued, you get hit in the solar plexus, you're going down. Liver, you don't really have a choice. So those are the, I would say those kill shots, but you can also, you can win by a leg kick. So people can kick. There's a nerve that runs along the outside of your thigh, and you, it prevents you from being able to stand up. And you can also get cut. If there's a cut that's above your eyebrow or something like that in like a fight, and it's bleeding into the eye in professional, they'll stop it, because it can affect the eye vision. And there's also nerves in your face that can be severed, and it kind of looks like you have like a
Bell's palsy.
Yeah, Bell's palsy, yeah. So you have to look out for these kinds of things. And this kind of led into, you know, me officiating and stuff like that too, networking and bringing people to Ventura to help spotlight Ventura, because we have great athletes. We have great professional fighters that have come out of here, because we have such great working class, middle class here in Ventura. And that's something that I feel like Ventura is very unique in California about the way they've been able to maintain that. And, you know, martial arts is really like, it's for everybody, but that working class, they love it, man.
You can hear the passion and the stoke for this gentleman to bring that Muay Thai drive to our community. And that's what we need, Spence. You know, he's got opportunity all over the world. I'm telling him, stay in California. Don't go. Build that community, because it's so easy for these decisions to have, because you know that your sport's growing out there. You've talked about some of your fun adventures about doing work in Arizona, going to Vegas.
Yes.
Talk about your drive to keep your community going here, because you have a shop. It's very rare that someone has a shop in downtown Santa Barbara and in midtown Ventura. Thank you for investing in our community. And then give us what passion you said about what makes it unique here that makes you want to still teach in this community.
So one of the things I wanted to just touch on real quick. So the Santa Barbara location, I had a co-owner there, Ryan Ughawk. Shout out to Coach Ryan. He actually recently took 100% share of that place. So shout out to Coach Ryan. He's still serving under the Pu'u Muay Thai Santa Barbara name. He's somebody that I'll only ever license that name to, probably no one else to trust with that. And I'm still involved with them and everything too. But just to give him a shout out, because he deserves those props, because he runs that place day to day now. And I was more like the back end, leading from the side kind of guy, like, let's go, let's get this going there. Back into Ventura, I love this town, because my family's been here over at St. Mary's Cemetery, also known as Cemetery Park. My mom's side of the family, Rebecca Atchison, she's buried over there. All right. So my family, my roots are deep here in Ventura. And for me, like I when I go speak at city council, like you were talking about, I feel like it's my way of helping speak for them, because no one ever got to speak up for what happened to like St. Mary's and stuff like that too. No one ever got to speak up about, hey, this COVID closure and everything we were talking about with parking and these parklets in downtown Ventura. And it's very, like, it's one of those things, as a business owner, we have that leverage to be able to talk and project the voice of the people. Because we have people that work in McDonald's. We have doctors. We have lawyers. We have teachers. We have kids. We start at ages 4 years old. We teach people all the way up into their 70s. So we have this really cool mixture of people that are inside of a Muay Thai academy. And you don't get that really anywhere else. And much less a place where we learn how, you know, we joke and we call it murder practice for adults. But that's what it is. And it's teaching our community how to stand up for themselves, not be bullied, to be able to lead with strength, with honor and candor, and be able to help, you know, and admit when we're wrong too, right? And, you know, we like to say, you know, that we are Pu'u Muay Thai. That's what we are. So Pu'u is my family name. And I didn't pick this name for our business too, by the way. People always say, oh, pretty arrogant for you to put your name on it. No, my students would just started calling it that. And I was like, okay, like, you guys would wear that? Okay, yeah, let's do it. So that's how that all came up to be. And now we become a hub, because in Ventura, like I said, we have a lot of really good athletes. We have like the Latin community. We have, you know, like all these different, like, your Indo-European
runners.
And we have, you know, great baseball. We have professional extreme sports, surfing.
NFL Super Bowl champions.
Yeah. So if there's definitely something, I don't know if it's the air or what it is, but, and then shout out to my friend Tony Ferguson, who's UFC. I'm going to call him the world champion because he was interim world champion. Conor McGregor ducked him at 155 pounds. He's from Oxnard, California, right? And we all started at West Coast Jiu-Jitsu back in the day. And to see where he went with it, and it's like, man, he put MMA on the map for Ventura County. We put Muay Thai on the map in Ventura County. We've been to China representing Ventura, fighting in front of 8.5 million people on live TV in China. You don't hear about it here because it's China. It's all in Mandarin, right? You can't, they're like on their own little network there. But we fight under the name Ventura, right? Pu'u Muay Thai Ventura from Ventura, California. We're very proud of our town and our community and people that we have here. It's something that we didn't have this year. And I want us to be known for it because we're known for surfing, we're known for skateboarding, we're known for boxing, we're known for MMA, and we're known for Muay Thai as well. So
let's go, Spence. Can you feel that vibe and the energy? I know you like fighting, Spence. You're digging this.
I would also like to add Trevor Moore to the group. He is skating first line for the Los Angeles Kings pro hockey from Thousand Oaks.
I love hockey, man.
Yeah, Thousand Oaks.
Those guys know how to fight, too. Yeah.
you fighting boys.
Do you do any pull the is it a gi?
It's not a gi. So they in Muay Thai, they just when they do competitions, they just wear Muay Thai shorts, a steel cup. They can wear cloth ankle protectors. There's no padding on it. Boxing gloves and a gum shield. That's for pro.
What do you wear when you're training?
When you're training, T-shirt, Muay Thai shorts, and then you'll wear like hand wraps and you wear gloves.
I don't wear shorts.
I wear my steel cup every day.
Steel cup is where it's at, man. Ooh. We actually got the LAPD.
It's a good name for a band.
Steel cup.
Steel cup. I'm going with it.
Hey, I was umpiring the other day and I forgot my cup.
Oh, my.
Oh, man.
Look out.
So what do you do? What's the rule?
Face backwards.
The left arm hang.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
You hang it down like it's an elephant. Yeah. And you just lay that arm right in front.
Did it work?
I took one off the forearm.
Oh, thank God.
Boom.
Did you get a little bit of sweat on the eyebrow from that one?
It definitely not the same feeling back there.
Yeah.
Because you know you're going to take a couple bumps, but the one thing you don't want to do is take it there. So, but I will do it again. I need to remember my steel cup. So if I take one in the old kitchen, everyone's going to hear a bing.
Do you actually have a steel cup?
No.
Dude, I got to hook you up.
Really?
Yeah. It's like these things are, we got the riot police down in L.A. wearing them because they came in and did like a self-defense training thing with my Thai instructor. Because the police in Bangkok and the Thai National Army, they still use this as their combative training. So it's actually, they have a whole program, and like the two big Muay Thai stadiums, it's called Ratchadam Nun and Lumpini Stadium. One of them is funded by the army. One of them is funded by the police. That's how it's subsidized. They have fights there 7 days a week, but they also have training facilities for the military and for the police.
Do you think that would be a good idea for our police? Wouldn't it be something like the Ventura police? All had to take 6 weeks or something?
Absolutely, because it teaches humility. And this is something we actually did with the Federales in Mexico City with my Thai instructor. It's funny because you see this Thai guy wearing shorts and all the Federales with their rifles. But he was teaching them Muay Thai program, and they were implementing this down there. And it definitely teaches humility, respect, and it also teaches you that sense of community and being able to be confident to handle yourself without using a gun.
Yeah.
Right? So, like, in using that, I think they call it like a – oh, man, I'm spacing on the name. But basically, when to use a certain amount of force. Mm-hmm. So it's I definitely think that is key. The Ventura County, the Sheriff's Department, they actually have a great training facility for them. Santa Barbara County does not have something like that.
Interesting.
Yeah, they do not. But definitely, I would love to see that here in Ventura.
Well, maybe we'll reach out to Chief Schindler, get that on the VPD. Maybe we can get Sheriff Freihov involved and we get some people involved, not only bringing more business to Pu'u Muay Thai, but also bringing some great skill sets to our officers.
Absolutely, and it's one of those things that it's not all just striking stuff. It's about being able to off-balance people and get people to the ground and be able to defend yourself, and distance management is a key thing for that too.
This should be PE in high school, junior high and high school.
Well, check this out. My friend Vin Chiafeth, he's out in Phoenix, Arizona. He actually just got this into 6 charter schools. It's completely funded, and they're doing intramural, like when they used to do boxing in schools, right? They're doing it with Muay Thai, and they're doing intramural sports. And it can be self-regulated because in-state codes for these boxing commissions, they allow it. If it's intramural like this, they don't need to regulate it, and they can it can be self-organized, and they have a whole PE program for them. And we actually do independent study PE. We have the insurance for Ventura Unified School District. So if you're around Ventura Unified and you want to do PE, you're sit, you don't want your kid running around the track or not showing up with their PE uniform in high school, send them over our way. Because like that's one of those things I say, how cool is that, that you get to train Muay Thai? And of course the teens go, oh yeah, it's great. But they're excited. Later on they come back and they go, man, that was like
the best thing as a kid, you don't know what you're learning until it's over.
Exactly.
And until the memories come back, you go, what an awesome experience that was. I picked up life lessons. If you're a PTA president, if you're an admin, think about using Puhu Muay Thai as a new way to explore, whether it's a one day, a seminar, maybe a class. We got some good private schools out here. I think a missionary can maybe use something like that, starting off in charter or private schools. Maybe it's easier to get that into than a public school. Find a way to get self-defense into your classroom, not only for the kids, but maybe the teachers as well. Find your way to break out there as we're talking to Jonathan, episode number 88, getting maybe a little bit of downtown before we wrap it up. What else are you thinking about?
So kind of getting in just with, like we mentioned PTA. So we do a PTA fundraiser, and I've been trying to get this in, but everybody looks at me like I'm crazy, like I got like an alternative motive. What it is for a PTA, what we like to do is we like to sponsor 10 kids, right? Or we give them their uniform and everything. But what they do is we do a fundraiser alongside the PTA where they pay $50, all right? That money goes directly to the PTA. We keep $0 and we donate 10 uniforms, gloves, all that stuff for kids, because the benefit of martial arts is something that goes beyond just that time neurologically. Once they go in, they start training. It's 1 month of training. 100% of that money goes to the PTA. We get people coming in the door to see what martial arts is about, and maybe they have that impression for the years to come. They come back later. They tell their friends about it. That's what we get out of it.
We're building that relationship with the Girl Scouts. Mark my words. If we're buying $200 with the Girl Scouts, we're going to invite that Girl Scout troop into your studio.
Oh, 100%.
Give them an opportunity as well. Start building those connections, because that's a Ventura 4 it does in our podcast. We bring the information, the facts, the best we can. And if we make a little blippity-blippity, we have an opinion for you to bring those facts back to us in a nice, calm, cool, collective way. Through our platform, through our DMs, shoot us a message. And trust me, the haters are coming more than ever. The information is going to be flowed. We're here to help you be you. If you're thinking, oh, Ventura Ford silencing me. No, honestly, Ventura Ford might not want to hear your negative opinion. So bring it positively. You can share it, okay? And if you don't like what's going on in Ventura Ford, this is to inspire you to build your own channel under your own name. Don't create an account called Ventura Backwards, because guess what? That's just helping me out. And I know you don't want to do that because you sound like a big hater. But to the haters and the lovers, we're all in this boat together because we live in the same town together. We got to agree to get along. We got to agree to disagree. And at last night, you could have been in a great meeting at our first town hall discussion where 80 people showed up to discuss Main Street moves, the continued closure of Main Street, or reopen it. And I can tell you the 80 people that went to put their time out of their life came and shared their opinion, and the overwhelming majority to reopen Main Street. The public was at about 55 to 45 to keep it closed. The business owners, 80% wanted to be reopened, and the landowners, 95% want to have it reopened. It's a shocking number for people, because everyone that I talk to says they want to keep it closed. Well, guess what, folks? Those are the people that don't have skin in the game. Those are the people that don't have their money and their livelihood and their everyday life involved. And the ones that do have that didn't show up last night for sure. So where were they? Could we have done more? We put it on the radio. We put it on the podcast. We passed out printed flyers. We put it on Nextdoor. We put it on social media. If you know somebody working harder than our group in Ventura Forward, providing the time and the resources for an open opinion, let me know, because I don't think it's happening. And when it does happen, you have to trust the work and the opinion that was going there. Last night, it was a completely transparent, open conversation. Was it, Jonathan?
Absolutely.
Thank you, sir, for that. And everyone got to go over there, not put your name down on a piece of paper, not put your email address, but it was absolutely your word from grabbing a sticker off of a piece of paper and putting it on a board. And Tom, you can see the results right in front of you right there, sir.
Yep. Sounds like I love visual displays too. That's awesome. It goes back to like, you know, the science fair in school. That's really good.
Thank you.
It's good to see. It's nicely done. So one more thing. Go around on martial arts. We just wrap it up.
Yeah.
Close. You look at all the things that happened. So I look back in my day. It was like Bruce Lee obviously got people interested. Then there's a show called Kung Fu that was on TV starring David Carradine that really blew up.
Oh, yeah.
Every strip mall had some sort of a dojo. Karate Kid. Mm-hmm. Has Cobra Kai done anything?
Cobra Kai, for younger kids, yes, they show up with Cobra Kai shirts, and I'm like, yes!
Yeah. So it is...
It does help a bit, yeah. Okay. And it's things like this, like I was saying, the Organization One Championship, because they promote healthy martial arts, not this macho stuff that you see in UFC and all that stuff, too. It's very Eastern martial arts philosophy and talking about the character development of the kids, like you see in Cobra Kai, like you saw in Karate Kid, right? So it definitely does help, and parents like it, and they like that strong role model and stuff too. And speaking of role models, I want to give a shout out to Spencer here for organizing that whole event last night too, because the parking situation in downtown is definitely something that has to get talked about.
Thanks, dude. I appreciate that. And people came through with a lot of positive stuff lately. And the community really has been receiving Ventura well. And they've also said, Spence, at the beginning of the year, me and you talked about being more calm, cool, and collective. Do you remember?
I remember break on through.
You were breaking through and I was working on being calm. How is your break on through going?
I'm still trying.
Really? I think I'm doing...
I don't have to break boards or bricks or anything, do I? Is there any of that stuff at your
No,
shop?
There's no board breaking, no.
Good.
Yeah, there's no board breaking.
Awesome.
And I said, because people in the community are coming to me and saying what a great job I've been doing with some of my new attitude. So I want to say thank you to everybody who's complimenting me and saying I'm doing a little bit better with being calm, cool, and collective. I'm always trying. I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to be better. And we're always agreeing to disagree on Ventura Ford. And you got to be open to your mind changing. Think about that. If you think you're stuck in your ways or you know something, if you were at the meeting last night and you heard business owners talk, maybe you would think different. If you were there last night and heard landowners discuss what their future wants to be with their land that they own, maybe you'd be different. And that's what this message on episode number 88 needs to be. It's have a mind to where you're strong, you're firm, you can protect yourself, but you actually have the awareness and the cognitive thought process to know that you can change if you receive new information. That's the human kindness way to come together. That's the American way to morph like a piece of gold, to become strong and then be malleable to form into something different. And that's what Ventura Ford's here to do, to motivate you to be bigger, stronger, and a better you. Before we close this off, Jonathan Pu'u, what else you got before you want to close the podcast?
Before I want to close it, you know, one of the things just to add on to that is political empathy. Have empathy for people. Me and you don't always agree. We talk about it. It doesn't mean that we don't like each other. Right. Just because I don't agree with all your opinions and thoughts and ideas doesn't mean that I don't like you as a person. Right. So kind of going into that, if you are interested in contacting us, give us a call 805-665-3311. You can also follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Pu'u Muay Thai, Pu'u Muay Thai, and visit us at MuayThaiVentura.com. If you want to reach out, give a shout to Ventura Forward. And also, there's one thing I want to drop in here before we finish off is eat, sleep, teep. For those that know, you know. I'll explain to you later, Spence.
And with that being said, we did have Matt Levere scheduled to be a guest on this program. Ooh. He had a scheduling conflict. So all of our forwardeers that said, where's Matt Levere in this podcast? He apologized. I want to apologize as well. We have Matt scheduled for not next week, coming up very soon. But that highly touted politician coming off of a big win, will be your county supervisor for the next 4 years, was coming in studio. And to show the Ventura Forward flavor, we know that Matt and Jonathan have had their little scuffles publicly back in the day, but we love them both.
Yes.
And if we can bring Levere and Pu'u together and their differences, this platform can do anything. And on that note, Spence, do you enjoy yourself?
I did. This is a great show.
All right. Until next time, until next week, keep on following and sharing that stove. Let's go!